Cool. The content
Everybody.
of this meeting is being sent to a third party.
Oh.
I don't remember seeing that message, but then again, I probably have never read it.
Probably
Can I come
not.
back on camera?
Going. There we go.
There you are.
Everybody's gonna have to just forgive me with the sun and clouds. It's trying to snow.
Yeah. As people are coming in or watching this or about to watch this, yeah, please forgive us, Mountain Gypsy in particular, because I kind of threw this on her like last minute because I was about to just do a video on it and like, hey, maybe she might want to say something too, and I didn't want to be like all selfish. So.
Aw. Yes, because I met my mommy and my dad's.
Aww.
Oh, we're spending the weekend because we made a shit ton of tamales last night.
Well, how fun.
All the pretty ones are all mine because apparently nobody makes pretty tamales except for me.
I didn't know there was such a thing as a pretty tamale, but.
And for those who don't know, they do not come in a can. Just telling you
In
right
a
now.
can.
Yes. When I moved up here the first years ago, I told my in-laws I was going to bring tamales for Christmas one year. And they're like, oh, you're going to get the Hormel ones, right? And I was like, oh, what? They're like, no, they come in a can, right? They're like little. I was like, no, they do not come in a can. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You'd be surprised what comes in a can, what can come in a can.
Yes, saw that. Went to the grocery store the next day to get the stuff to make them, and I saw the can, and I was like, that looks like dog food.
I watched this chick, I forget what her name is, but she's Korean and she does like these reviews of like authentic, not authentic foods, but like different foods from like, around the world and stuff like that. And so I guess in Europe in particular, they have weird things that come in cans. So
Yeah.
there's like you can get a cheeseburger in a can, bacon in a can. There was some weird ass shit. And so she's like, let's see how this tastes. And she'd be like, interesting.
Yeah, pass. That's a hard pass for me. I knew about the
I mean,
cheeseburger one.
guess if you're like, starving and that's the only thing around, of course, yeah. But not for like, how I wish I had a burger in a can.
Ooh.
That's really nothing that ever goes through my head.
Not me either.
So, really quickly, hi everybody. We are part of Itchy Witchies. This is just sort of a pseudo impromptu thing that we, Miss Mountain Gypsy and I, we've chatted quite a bit over the years about things that we do on a yearly basis when the new year comes around, and just thought that we'd chat about it a little bit, so maybe you guys can get some ideas if you haven't thought so already.
Yes. And if you have comments, I'm going to be flipping back and forth because I'm on my phone. So this is going to be a little harder than it normally is than on my computer. So give me a moment to get to comments if you have comments.
And I'm on my computer, but I'm really, really bad at monitoring the comments and figuring this stuff out. Is showing my age, whatever. Anywho, so one of the things that I, and I know I'm not alone in this, that a lot of people who practice like to do is kind of look at the new year as time to redo things and reestablish things, and that's usually in regards to protection, warding, cleansings, blessings, things like that. And so I have a list of things that I like to go through yearly and do. And because of the turn of the year, it kind of makes it easier to remember to do it because, everybody's always talking about the new year. So I'm not talking about the witch's new year. I'm not talking about Samhain, or Samhain. I'm referring to the calendar New Year, because again, it's more on everybody's mind, even more so just across the board. So it's kind of just like makes it easier for me to remember.
Me too.
So, do you want to start by talking about some of what are some things that you do?
Well, like I'll use a family tradition as well, along with my practice. So, like my grandma and my grandpa used to open the front doors and the back door and the windows at like right before midnight. And like that way, all the old air and energy of that year would go out. So I'll open the front door, and of course, like I'll smoke cleanse, of course, so that coincides with please open the door. But then I also do the sweeping. Like I'll throw stuff on I'll throw an herbal mix on the ground and sweep through the house and sweep it out at midnight. That way everything's gone. And then this year, because the 20s haven't been so friendly to a lot of us. This year, I've decided to do an energy cleansing, and it's like a whole spell work with candles and stuff. I think I'm gonna do a little short for everybody to see the setup tomorrow when I do get home. So what do you call it? You take a figure candle, a white figure candle, and you place little candles around it with different like colors representing the things that you want to clear out and work on the next year. And there's also going to be an herbal blend that I burn with it. So it'll cleanse all the energy that we've all built up this last year. Because, again, this year hasn't been friendly to a lot of people. But I do a lot of
Love
that,
that
like
idea.
smoke cleansing with, what my grandparents used to do and all that. And of course, you have to kiss someone at midnight,
So, cleansing is another is also something that I like to do. I'm not as ornate, or it's not quite ritualized as Miss Mountain Gypsy. But I do like to do a renewed house cleansing. And so, you can cleanse. The easy, of course, is smoke cleansing if you have access to that. If you don't have access to that, or if that bothers people that you live with or whatever, you can use bells, or you can use sound to do that. There's all kinds of different ways to cleanse, but I think an overall, like she mentioned, just an overall cleansing, kind of like a fresh start, if you will. Out with the old and with the new, and in with the good, and positive and encouraging energies. So that's definitely one thing that I do. I also like to renew my wards. So I have we have wards that we put on all of our walls. Our wards are not visible. So these wards are drawn either just with our finger, maybe with a spell oil, maybe with some Cascaria chalk. The Cascaria chalk, actually, at least the ones that I make, they're not very obvious. They're rather light. So on some areas, it's okay that we're okay to draw stuff on, because it's not really very visible unless you like go up really, really close and look at it. So like we might use some chalk like on the insides of our fences, and draw some wards that way, or underneath the doormats. So it's not very visible, but it is visible. So we still won't put it like outright on our walls or anything, but those are some things, that we can do for wards. But yeah, wards on the walls and wards around on the fences, on inside with a fence coming in. So we're getting the periphery of our house as well. Do you do wards?
Something like that. I like crystals and stuff. So like every year I put them on the four points outside the house, and then I have a salt mix that I put across the driveway line and stuff, and
Oh, cool.
I'll redo that like the next morning because, you know, I don't want to be outside with the bears, but I'll redo
Right.
that. And then, you know, I'll redo the crystals on the 4 points outside the house and the salt line under the staircase coming to the patio. So that's what I will do and all that good stuff. So, you know, and then wash the wall windows with what is it, John the Conqueror.
Well, yeah,
And
I
I
don't
will
conquer.
replace, yeah, I'll replace the pennies to new shiny pennies. So, because I put pennies in my windows, but they have to be
You
like
have to go to the
new.
bank to get, you have to go to the bank for that.
Sometimes, but like since the kids get cash for Christmas and birthdays, and they'll have change and we'll put change in there. And I always make
They'll
sure
just,
there's some kind of pennies.
or
So.
you could just stick it in, what was that trick? Like hot sauce or something. It'll
Right,
make it
just
all shiny.
take the tarnish off. Yeah, like
Yeah.
I'll do that, especially in the kids' rooms. I'll replace their pennies every year and stuff, like because I want to make sure their rooms are nice and protected. So, like, but yeah, the salt thing, like I'll do the salt thing, especially under the bottom step of the patio staircases and stuff.
The other thing I like to do is to take the war water and just sprinkle it around the periphery of the outside of the house and the peripheral perimeter of the backyard and of the front yard. So basically the property, just kind of around the perimeter of the property of
Yeah.
a little bit of war water. So it doesn't take much, just sprinkling it.
It's like my mom, like here, because she asked me to put together an herbal blend for her to put around the house here this year. So I'll do that later tonight so she can do it herself when she gets home from work tomorrow. So,
Oh,
because,
cool.
yeah,
One
because
of
my
the things that
mom.
I was considering is so I have a witch bottle buried in the yard. I don't remember where it is. And so I don't do a witch bottle every year, but it's been a few years now. And so I'm templating creating a new witch bottle, but at the same time, it's like the longer that I live here, it's like I don't want to just accumulate witch bottles buried throughout this. So I'm not really sure about that. I don't want to try to look for it and redo the bottle. Plus, like I said, I really truly have no clue where it is, and I don't want to go like digging multiple gopher holes in my yard trying to look for it.
Oh.
But I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Because I don't live, I don't have a big amount of property.
No.
It might be something more realistic for somebody like you, let's say, who has kind of wide open spaces. But
No,
I live in like a
absolutely.
regular suburban area, so.
Well, like, I think that's a good thing to redo like every few years. That way, like you said, you don't have like a whole treasure
A million
trove.
of them.
Yeah, because like, because I keep a little witch's ball that I made. Well, I did the video on how to make the witch's ball out of the little ornament, clear ornament. And I think I'm going to replace that this year because it's been up there for a while, over a year. So I'm going to redo that. And I think the last time I did a witch's bottle for the property was probably around the same time you did a couple years ago. So I think it's time to re do another one for different reasons and purposes and stuff. Because I mean,
And
every couple years your purposes change.
true. I do have some staples though when it comes to witch bottles. And one of those that you guys can think about is it's not just for, and it's interesting. Actually, side note, I find it really interesting that we do witch bottles today because when you look historically, witch bottles were supposed to protect people against us. And today we use them to protect ourselves, but whatever, world changes. But I just find that really interesting. But
Yeah.
if you're considering doing a witch bottle, it's I like to make my witch bottles multi-purpose. So when I say the word protection, I really truly mean that in a very, very generic sense. And so I try to purposefully build the witch bottle to address the different aspects of protection. So I'm not just talking about physical protection from harm, but I'm also looking at health, protection of health, also protection from thieves, and with that includes an aspect of invisibility, so that our house is not as noticeable, if you will, to prospects, thief prospects. So just think of all like the different aspects of when you say protection, what are exactly are you trying to protect? Like, don't just make it like generic and say protection. Like, what are you trying to protect, and really focus that,
Because like like I said, like your needs and your protection needs change every year. I mean, sometimes you need to amplify a specific need. So that next couple of
Exactly.
years.
Like this year, we're clearly, I think for those of you who have watched us, you know that we've had some health issues this year overall in our extended family. And so a lot more focus on protection of health this year than probably what I've done in previous years.
Yeah, this new year is gonna be very focused on health between all of us. Like,
We're all getting older.
we're all getting older. We've all had a lot of physical health issues go on between all of us. So that's gonna probably be a big main focus this year on my bottle and my
And
ball.
side note for those who do not live in a house or on property, if you live in a if you're just sharing an apartment, renting a room, or if you live in an apartment, that doesn't mean that you can't do that. Do that then in a potted plant. Have a big potted plant maybe by your front door that you can bury a witch bottle in, or things like that. So
Exactly.
don't
Or
think that
like
just because you don't live on property that you can't do that.
the ball, the witch's ball, like I
Or
said,
the
I did
ball.
the video and you can just hang it. It'll look pretty hanging there in your windowsill.
Or even a witch's ladder.
Yeah.
So
So,
there's a
yeah.
lot of different things like that you can do that don't require you to bury, don't require you to live in, a huge house on huge property. So don't ever let that limit you. Now there
Exactly.
is something new that I want to incorporate. I don't want to, well, I don't know if it's new necessarily. I wouldn't call it new, just more purposeful this year and more of it, which is wind chimes. The cleansing of the energies,
Yeah.
specifically in the front of the house, and more purposeful. So not just any old wind chimes, but wooden hollowed out wind chimes. That's more of a feng shui focus, but I do want to be a little bit more purposeful in the use of wind chimes around the
I
house.
actually
It's
got a set for
not only
Christmas this
beautiful, it's
year.
also very, yeah,
Yeah.
it's beautiful and purposeful. So that's
Yeah.
something new that I want to try incorporating this year.
Yeah, because I mean, nobody really thinks about wind chimes. I mean, I have a whole bunch on my patio. Everybody's heard them and seen them sometimes. So, and then I got a new wooden, and I actually got a wooden set from my parents this year. So that's going to go up the new year. So, that's a good one because no one ever thinks about wind chimes.
And I think a lot of times when we do have wind chimes, we meaning the royal we, we tend to put them in our backyard, but the front yard is there's a lot of good use for them in the front, in your entrance. So and I myself, even though I know this and can repeat it and say it, it's like it just never occurred to me, then why don't you do it? Like, oh yeah, maybe I should do that.
Yeah. I mean, 'cause I've just always loved wind chimes, so I have a whole bunch on the patio anyways. But like this year, I got a whole new set that I've never had a wooden set before. So
Yeah. Well,
I have more to
we just kind of redesigned our front yard, and so it kind of put me in this new mindset of refocusing on the front of the house, because I kind of had stopped paying attention to the front of the house. And when we redid it, it kind of brought in these new ideas, like, why haven't you been addressing the front of your house? Besides, I mean, yeah, we have, like I said, the wards under the doormats and stuff, but why aren't you doing more? And so I think sometimes when you do like the well, not redecorating, that's not a good word, but re-landscaping or doing stuff like that, it kind of refreshes your memory and think about what you're doing in the front of the house. So in that respect, I think, I don't want to credit it to like just the new year. It just happens to be timed
Me.
around the same time that we just did that. So it was like, yeah, let's add that.
There you go. See, it's a great idea. And
Yeah.
I would say redecorate because that's what I do to my patio. I redecorate.
The other thing I like to do is I think I would probably call it more in the category of like housekeeping things. Not housekeeping as in cleaning, but like general like replenishment of things. So like and it starting in the beginning of a new year, I look to see about redoing my for instance, my tinctures for immunity. So we'll be redoing that, making a fresh new bottle of Four Thieves vinegar. So and also looking at just some of your spell oils and your spell waters just in general. Is it time to make a new fresh batch? Because some of the stuff, and I'm one of those people, I make sometimes huge batches of it, but then I may not necessarily use all of it. And so after a while, that stuff can, potentially go bad, or maybe it just needs, to be replenished or recharged, re-energized. So there's some of those things to think about too, is going through your the stuff that you have and seeing what needs to be recharged, or do you need a new fresh bottle? Do you need more of it? This is a good time to do that as well.
Oh yeah, and I mean, going back to the housekeeping thing, it literally means housekeeping your workspace. Make sure clear all that out from everything you've done the past year and stuff. Make sure everything is cleaned up and energy wise and cleanliness wise. Because I mean, you know me, I'll pile things on and just leave them there, or I'll have like I have this little basket where I put all my spells that are done, like the wax and everything, and that needs to be tossed out because it's not necessary anymore, and things like that, like especially the places you do your spell work and all that.
Yes, exactly. The other thing too is to and it goes along with the housekeeping, the cleaning, is look back in your nooks and crannies. If you have, this is probably more for people who have designated workspaces. There's some things that we keep from previous spell work. And that's not a bad thing. Sometimes we need to, we keep it on our altars or keep it in a corner or something. But, try to refresh your memory, look at those things. Do you have poppets sitting around from spell work that you did at the beginning of the year that has come to fruition, that it's ready to, dismantle or move on? So, because otherwise that stuff, can just sit stagnant. And that's the other thing too, is that it's not necessarily a bad thing to keep those going, but if your work is manifested, if it's come to fruition, then it's really just kind of remaining stagnant. And stagnant energy over time can eventually have potential detrimental effects to your energy as well. So it's
Exactly.
not necessarily bad energy, it's stagnant energy.
Like, I have a bunch of gross jars sitting in the corner that I need to go toss in the river or in a dumpster. So I have like all them
That
gross.
includes your freezer.
Yes.
Because,
Absolutely.
if you have a, freezer spells in there, we've talked about this before. Sometimes some of us have ongoing freezer spells in there, but I did this before the new year. I did this a few months ago. I went through the and they were all long obsolete. And so there was really no reason for me. And the worst case scenario, by letting them thaw, if it, by releasing, worst case scenario, it would no longer mean anything
Right.
to me or to whoever I did the spell for. So, think about that as well, because
Yeah.
again, it's both practicality, taking up space in your freezer. And also stagnant energy.
Exactly. I know I have a couple in there, but they're recent and they still need to work. But I think I have a few in the deep freeze at the way bottom that just need to be tossed the hell out.
Believe it or not, I have zero right now because after I cleaned it out, I haven't really had a need to do any freezer spills. So right now, I have zero.
Wow. Yes, I have one in the freezer, but I think I have like three or four at the bottom of the deep freeze that I just totally forgot. You just reminded me, I was like, oh crap, I've got shit down there.
The other thing to check too is check your stash of goods. So,
Yeah.
like if you look behind me, up on the top there, I have some what I call it's kind of like my earth shelf, earthy stuff. So, and one of the things that was on there was a mushroom that I had found that grew in the yard. I don't know if you remember me talking about it a long time ago. It's one of those mushrooms that looks like dog poop. And at first I thought it was dog poop. I'm like, no, that's stuck in the ground. And so I took it out and it's now disintegrated to like there's just like a little tiny ball. Now Clyde has taken it over because he's going to use it for something else. But that's another thing to check. So if you've saved some things that you might want it and you haven't used it and you still haven't had a chance to use it, check it because there's a chance it might have disintegrated. I've got a wasp's nest in there in that black thing up there. I haven't checked it in a while, so I'm going to check it to make sure it's still a wasp's nest and not just
Yes.
dust.
Check your herbs because some of them, if you have them in certain spots, could grow mold. I've had that because I live in a very high moisture, moist place. So I have to check my stuff all the time because there's been times I've gone to get something and it's been there and it's collected moisture. So there's mold in it. And I was like, oh.
So, I'm glad that you brought that up because mold does not necessarily mean that it has to be thrown away. It just might mean that you have to repurpose it. So, like,
Yeah.
I had a, in fact, I have a jar up there. I could go get it, but I'm not sure if you guys will really see. It was filled with holly berries. We have a holly tree up front. I never had a chance to use all of it. And so, as it sat in there, it actually molded. And at first I was like, oh man, I was about to throw it away. I'm like, no. Now, and I labeled it specifically to remind me that these are not holly berries for normal use. These are holly berries that I'm going to use in baneful workings, where I want to, take some of the aspects that I normally would have used the holly berries for and do the opposite to it and destroy that aspect and whatever.
Exactly.
So
And
I'm not encouraging
especially
you to be a hoarder. I'm just saying, like, before you throw it away, just think twice
think,
about
yeah.
can this be repurposed?
Can it
A lot of
repurpose?
stuff
Are you
won't.
gonna ingest it? Now, if you're gonna ingest it for certain things or make perfumes or body oils out of it, don't use it.
For sure, dispose of that. That's a really good point. For
Yeah,
sure, dispose of
if
it.
you're gonna make a tincture or a body oil, something you're gonna wear or consume, don't use it for that. Rethink
He
it.
said tincture.
Yeah.
Tincture.
I enunciate. I'm sorry. But yeah, like if you're gonna consume it or wear it as a body oil or something you're gonna drink or burn, don't, especially with mold.
I want to go back to the tinctures, actually. I don't know if that's something that people would want to see a video on. So if you're watching this and if it's something that you want to see, leave a comment below and let us know and we'll make a video on it. It's actually quite simple. To the tincture that I make is actually a very well-known tincture, and many people make it even far beyond people in the occult world. A lot of homesteaders make it. And that's the elderberry echinacea
Yeah,
tincture.
I make that all the time.
And it's excellent for your immune system.
Especially
But
for those who have immune issues.
yeah, and that's definitely something that so we still have some left over, but it's old, and so I would really feel better about creating
Whole new
a new
one.
batch. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do that every year too, like the fire cider and stuff. My kids hate it, but it's like you're gonna drink it.
Well, and that's the other thing too. The Four Thieves vinegar, that can be a consumable version or a non-consumable version. So
I
just
think
keep
the
that in
video I
mind.
did was a non-consumable one, but
Yeah.
there are versions that can be consumed.
Yeah, but keep that in mind too. If you're going to redo your Four Thieves vinegar, if you're going to create extra Four Thieves vinegars, keep that in mind. And if you're going to create one that's consumable and one that's not, make sure you label that correctly. You
Please.
certainly don't want to grab something that will actually be poisonous to you or your loved ones because you need
Exactly.
both.
Label, label, label.
Yes.
Even if you don't write it out, put like a little red X on there so you know that you cannot drink that.
This is the nurse in me coming out, but anytime that you make anything that is for consumption or for application, you really, really need to make sure that you are labeling your stuff. You have to start thinking of it like medications.
Yes.
You have to label it appropriately so that, if especially if you don't live alone, if you have family members, even if you have roommates, if they see something and think it's consumable and it's actually not, you don't want to be responsible for making somebody ill or
Exactly.
dead.
You don't need to catch murder charges for something.
We don't look good in orange, just saying. At least I
No,
don't.
orange and bars are not pretty on any of us. It's not our style. So.
So I think that was mostly I think that was pretty much everything, that I plan to do.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I'm gonna check my little list just to make sure I haven't forgotten anything. So give me a second. Let's see. Oh, amulets. Amulets. This is also a good time to recharge your amulets. Again, for me personally, like I said, I like to do all of this all at once so that I know that at least on an annual basis that it's all done. Instead of trying to remember throughout the year, oh, it's time to, recharge my amulet or whatnot. So like these, what I wear, these are charged, minus a small pendant that I got from Clyde for the holidays. But
Oh.
these are all charged. And so this year, the beginning of this year, these will be recharged. So again, like I said, just think about doing all of it. And the other thing that I wanted to share with you guys, that me personally, this is nothing that you have to do. Miss Mountain Gypsy discussed a ritual she was going to do for cleansing. This is something relatively new for me. I have been probably the last 3 or so months have been drawn to a particular deity and a particular demon that I really want to do some work with. Again, I don't worship, so this is not a worship type of relationship, but one of them is Abraxas, and the other is Janus. So Janus is a Roman god of transitions and beginnings. In fact, the month of January comes from the name Janus. It marks beginnings. And so I was thinking about doing some work with Janus on that. I think just overall, there's a lot that is going on in my life, that I think just fresh starts or fresh beginnings and positive beginnings are really important for me in this coming year. I, to get too personal, but I was just laid off. So, trying to, replenish my career. And then, of course, with the health issues that have gone in with Clyde. And so I wanted to do something a little bit more formal, and work with Janice. So I plan to do some ritual activities with Janice. And Abraxas, that's not necessarily for the new year. I just wanted to bring Abraxas up because I think Abraxas will be just throughout the coming year will be a focus for me in working with. You always hear me say that my firm belief is that we're here spiritually to learn how to ascend beyond the limits and constraints of duality. And Abraxas personifies that. And
Absolutely.
I think for my spiritual growth and endeavors, I do plan to I did create an Abraxas oleum very recently. In fact, in my video on oleum, I mentioned that when I showed it on the using the double boiler. I didn't go into it too much because I just made mention, that what I'm making right now is an Abraxas oleum. But yeah, that's going to be a spiritual endeavor for me for the coming year.
Yay. Look at you. Yes.
But other than that, I think I addressed everything. Do you want
I
to
think,
check the comments really quickly?
let's see.
But yeah,
Let
if you
me.
guys have anything that you plan to do for the new year, definitely share in the comments below. Let others in our community see what you're doing. Especially if, I mean, if it's the same what we said, cool. That's cool. No big deal. If it's different, even better, to share the ideas in our community.
I'm not seeing anything, but I'm also on my phone.
Okay. No worries. Well, that's really all, I wanted to talk about. This wasn't going to be too long, but thought you guys might want to hear what was going on in our brains.
Yes, because we have a whole bunch going on in our little brains for tomorrow evening.
Constantly, yeah. And mind you, not all of these things, at least for me personally, are going to be done tomorrow evening or even January 1st. Some of these things I'll probably be doing through the first week of January. But just, it's something to put on your kind of New Year's to-do list. The layman, the mundane person usually talks about New Year's resolutions. So this is a little bit more than New Year's resolutions, but it's just things to consider.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Miss Mountain Gypsy, for
Of
joining me,
course.
and I'm glad you did because I got some ideas from you too.
Yay. Don't forget tomorrow our season finale drops. It is pre-recorded, but we hope you guys like it because it was a pretty fun episode.
Yes. And we're going to have some snippets from Jason as well. mixed in there as well. So, something fun, not a serious topic, just
No.
and season 9, by the way, we have a few episodes in there that we're just gonna do some fun stuff because why not?
Make it fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you everybody for joining us. Thank you, Miss Mountain Gypsy, for joining.
Of course, and I'm glad everybody was able to join that was here.
Yes. And of course, this will be posted for more people to watch as time moves on.
Yes.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. How do it? Okay, hold on. I'm trying.
Now she's trying to figure out on her phone how to. So this is awkward.
Yeah,
Okay.
awkward. So give me a minute, everybody.
Okay, if you guys drop while we figure out technical issues.
Right? Oh my goodness. Well, maybe I just had